I guess, out of Tanzania, some trailblazing original take on the go-go music of his people. That was Sinaubi Zawose with the track Wendu from his new Wela EP. So yeah, he's got some good producers he's working with now and just making some very futuristic music, like his big bro Msafiri Zawose. And that's that. That's the first hour of the program. Next, we're going to take a trip to Tabasco, Mexico. But first, a few words from some other organizations in town, including CJSF. Yes, next, Tabasco.
She needs to learn how to pay attention.
She's a
potential. Hi, I'm Jennifer, and in grade 10, I was diagnosed with ADHD. At the time, this diagnosis made the idea of pursuing post-secondary education seem like an impossible goal for me. However, every year became an opportunity to learn how to better manage my disability, and I ended up going to university. Through my journey, I've learned that your disability does not define who you are or your ability to succeed.
The Lyme Network is a nonprofit organization, an exclusive resource for university students, professionals, and veterans who happen to have any type of disability. We develop communities and provide members with some of the tools and self-confidence they need to reach their full potential. To join, visit www.limeconnect.com.
I'm ready to go.
You're hiking in that?
Of course. It's such a beautiful day, and I didn't want too many layers because I would only have to carry them.
You do realize these are mountains, right? It can go from sun to snow, and the paths are pretty rough and rocky. Maybe too much for flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I saw a picture of the hike on Instagram.
Everyone wants to enjoy the outdoors. Just remember the three T's: trip plan, train, and take the essentials. Being unprepared could lead you to a situation where you need help, like from the North Shore Rescue, a community-based search and rescue team that provides life-saving services. For tips on how to prepare for a hike, book an info session, or to donate, visit their website at www.northshorerescue.com. That's www.northshorerescue.com.
On the next alternative radio, hear Chalmers Johnson on Blowback, the consequences of U.S. foreign policy. That's alternative radio, Wednesday afternoons at 4, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
Oh, yes. Wow, what a fantastically thunderous and energetic beginning to our hour of music from Tabasco, Tabasqueña, Tabasco, masculine or feminine, Tabasquin, both, never mind, confused, it can be one or the other, depending on the thing from the Tabasco, yeah, okay, not the best Spanish speaker, I can sort of get by, that was El Tigre, the tiger, you see, I got some Spanish on my sleeve. And the song was Tamborilleros de Tabasco. Simply it's the other way around. The band's called Tamborilleros de Tabasco. Sometimes they mix up the order. The master drummers of Tabasco, let's say, with the song El Tigre. And that's quite traditional. As you might have guessed by the flute and the drums and the lack of electronic or electric instruments. It's a big ensemble of a single big wooden drums with, of course, skins on them, and you have straps so you stand up and play it and stroll around. Yeah, not so unlike, at least in appearance, to Bhangra drums, the dhol, the big Indian drum. And then the flute, which I believe dates back to the pre-colonial days. In Tabasco, home to the Olmecs, who are, according to some, like the first major civilization that in the area from like 800 BC that led to later on the Mayans, and so one of the biggest, earliest Mesoamerican civilizations, the Olmec. And just for a little bit of reference, Tabasco, pretty small state. It's the 24th largest out of 32 in Mexico. It's known officially as the Free and Sovereign State of Tabasco, in English. And that don't know. That's just tokenism, or if they're actually that much independent from the country of Mexico. But in any case, it's fairly isolated. It's quite jungly. It's a place where it's almost entirely surrounded or covered with jungle, and they get rain all year, unlike a lot of Mexico that quite dries out, I'd say, in the summer, inland more. But yeah, it's right on the Caribbean coast, the Gulf of Mexico, which is basically like a semicircle. It's right at the bottom of the circle, so just a little southwest of the famous Yucatan Peninsula with Tulum and Cancun and all those places that are like tops on visitors lists in Mexico. But yeah, Tabasco, only about 2.5 million people. So yeah, smaller place, lesser known. That's kind of why I wanted to take a peek, because I'd never thought about it much. We'll talk about Tabasco sauce later, of course, the question on everybody's mind. But next we're going to just hear a bit of surf rock, because yeah, it's big in Latin America, especially in Mexico. Here is Los Kraken with the song Kraken from the album Los Kraken, 2018, surf rock, Mexican style.
¿En cuánto tiempo se producirá el efecto?
La transformación comenzará de inmediato.
parada en la esquina, aquella que le da la espalda a su vida. No tiene clase ni educación, le gusta el ritmo del rock and roll. Está esperando que alguien cambie su vida, le dé dinero, casa y una familia. Amores nuevos vienen y van, que no la llevan a ningún lugar. Que no ves que soy igual a ti.
for you right there as we travel through Tabasco, Mexico. And I'm gonna dial up some marimba music. So if you've never been to southern Mexico, it's a bit surprising that marimbas are so ubiquitous. This is an instrument from Africa, but it has been embraced in a very big way by lots of different people in Mexico. And it definitely, though it still sounds like the African marimba, more or less, the music is very different. Definitely more of a European vibe to it. And most of these bands, like the one playing right now called Marimba Chililos Tabasco, they wear a very nice ensemble of clothing. The men wear white pants, white shirts and boots, and like a big woven hat. It's like similar to a cowboy hat. So, yes, marimba culture. I was looking into the origin of it in Mexico, and yeah, it did come over from Africa like 500 years ago when they brought Africans over to the Americas. They brought marimbas, or they made them, and yeah, it's just spread from there. Although there is a little bit of debate whether marimbas may have came from Southeast Asia as well, but some believe, anyways. I think most people would believe it came from Africa. So, yeah, 500 years or so, mixing with the culture. Ah, this very cute little boy playing in this band. Okay, so this actually brings... We'll talk about what we just played, but first, since we're on the topic of this band called Chililos, chilies in Mexico, and yes, the question everybody's been thinking about, afraid to ask, is Tabasco sauce actually from Tabasco, Mexico? The answer is not that exciting. No, it's not. It's from the U.S., from Louisiana, which I suppose is pretty close, just like across the sea to Tabasco, Mexico. So maybe hot sauce. Maybe there's a folkloric story about hot sauce drifting at sea in the Gulf of Mexico, landing in Louisiana, and then they made a really bad hot sauce out of it. So yeah, it's very heavy on the vinegar. I don't know. Tabasco sauce to me is like a gateway to hot sauce. It's not. Great song. Yeah, it's not very hot, and it's not very, very good. But it's, well, sorry, if you love Tabasco, no, nothing wrong with that. It's fine. It's just like a lot more authentic hot sauces in a lot of places, like Mexico. So yeah, but it goes back several generations. Apparently, six generations deep. The Tabasco hot sauce. I actually went to the website of Tabasco, and it looks like on Avery Island, where it's made, the Michelini family has made it for five generations. Built on a salt dome, it's a mysteriously beautiful place where the red peppers grow, the factory hums, and abundant wildlife can be seen in jungle gardens. Tabasco sauce, selling dreams. Okay, that's enough about Tabasco sauce. Just like Chihuahuas, I always knew the dog and sauce before I knew of the places in Mexico. So just in case you're also like thinking of those things come to mind. But yes, moving on. We just heard some rock music, and rock is huge in Mexico. Like, say young people, just as much into that or more so than you know, folk music. It's coming back a little bit. Cumbia and stuff and whatnot, but yeah, certainly a lot of rock. So the last band we heard, a punk band called Indigencia, Indigenous, I think, something like that. The song was Mi Perro, My Dog, from the album, same of the band, Indigencia, and that's from 2016. Punk band from the big city called Villa Hermosa in Tabasco. Before that, we heard a band with Definitely first take backup vocals. They just went with it. That was John Salami with the song Esa Chica, subtitled Tal vez sea yo. And that's from a, seems like a concept album called Radio Garza 207.13 FM. Which is not, you cannot access that. It's, wow. It's not on the radio dial. That's pretty deep, actually. The concept. Only some special radios can capture 207.13 FM. Yeah, John Salami. Deep music. And before that, we started off the set with surf band Los Kraken from their self-titled album of 2018. The song was Kraken. And it's not with a K like the Seattle Kraken. It is C-R-A-C-K-E-N. So they went with a... perhaps this is, I imagine, the Spanish way of spelling the giant mythical octopus beast. And an important grammar info for you, there is no plural in Kraken. I guess that makes sense. Just Kraken. Los Kraken. And we're going to get into, if you don't mind me cutting out the marimba music soon. So pleasant. Yes. Thank you, Marimba Chililos. We're going to get back to them a bit later, I think. But we're going to hear more of a hip-hop, urban style music in this next set. And kicking it off with a rapero, productor, compositor. I like saying those words. Kind of reggaeton style music here. This is Paco Villasana featuring DJ DAC. The track Bellaqueo Bailoteo on Wandering Rhythms in Tabasco.
Ven que la niña es p*** y le ponen reggaeton.
No quiero ir al trabajo, no quiero ir a la escuela. Nací para ser bellaco, mejor pasamos una chela. Quiero bellaqueo. Súbele este pedo que quiero perrear. Quiero perrear. Súbele este pedo que quiero perrear. Escuela, no quiero trabajo. Yo nací para perrear hasta abajo. Saca las chelas y ponme a Maluma. A bellaquear hasta que el cuerpo se entuma. No quiero escuela, no quiero trabajo. Yo nací para perrear hasta abajo. Saca las chelas y ponme a Maluma. A bellaquear hasta que el cuerpo se entuma. Ponme a J Balvin, ponme a Ozuna. Quiero perrear, de 12 a 1. Pon Daddy Yankee, pon Don Omar. Ponme al Bad Bunny que quiero perrear. Ponme a J Balvin, ponme a Ozuna. Quiero perrear, de 12 a 1. Pon Daddy Yankee, pon Don Omar. Ponme al Bad Bunny que quiero perrear. Quiero perrear. Súbele este pedo que quiero perrear. Quiero perrear. Súbele este pedo que quiero perrear. Sin callo, me pongo fino. Saca el bacacho que me lo envío.
Me fallaste y fallé. Te extraño mujer. No pienso en eso, ya tiene demasiado que olvide ese suceso. Tantas recaídas en un amor incierto.
ella me muero y ella le da igual. Si yo estoy muerto, demasiado fría, no siente lo que siento. Escasos sentimientos, apenas si se notan. Pues dime quién se queda estando en bancarrota. Le entregué sinceros besos y mis rolas. Y lo que ella buscaba era cartera y otra ropa. El ganarme cosas siempre fue a costilla propia. Sacó su verdadero lado, pasada de copas. Tal vez no encajamos y eso es lo que detona. Tú quieres tus andadas, besos de parranda. Yeah, ah, yeah. Yo entregarte el alma y sentir toda la calma. Yeah, ah, yeah. Quisiera que...